This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting out that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And let's not forget about those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and our bus drivers that are out there moving America along. Now, check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website for all the different things we have over there for you to take a look at. All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, theronedwards.com, the website. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we had a horrific situation. If you've ever been in a gunfight, and I don't care if you're in the military, police officer, firefighter, whatever, and you've been in the middle of a gunfight and bullets start blazing all around you, you got nowhere to go but try to dive for the floor or whatever and keep out of being hit. And yesterday in Philadelphia, about 4:30 p.m., with some undercover and some drug officers from the Philadelphia Drug Enforcement Division, they were exercising a drug warrant and making some arrests, and all of a sudden, this guy opened up on them with a semi-automatic weapon, lots of ammunition. He apparently had several pistols at his disposal, too, and just fired to the floor upstairs where the officers were upstairs, out the window, wherever he could fire, he was firing.
Yeah, it seemed like he was kind of loaded for bear there and prepared to do some damage. I think that none of the officers were killed in the situation, and that after a time, they finally were able to arrest the suspect and bring this horrible.
He gave himself up
to an end.
After hours of discussion with the police commissioner himself, he gave himself up under the guarantee that he would not be harmed, and he did that. But here's the deal. This guy had a rap sheet. You ready for this? This guy had a rap sheet that was 12 pages long. That's 12, one dozen.
One has to wonder sometimes when guys have those kind of records and everything, what are they doing
on the street?
Yeah, what's up with all that?
Yeah, because under any definition of the law, he should have been in jail and not let out after his third offense.
Yeah, and this is a common occurrence, in my opinion. You've got these liberal judges, something's going on, mm-hmm. where a lot of these guys are out there and they have access to these weapons. And there you go. You have a situation like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And it's a real shame, and they were very lucky that they didn't have more people get killed, and fortunately, that didn't happen. Now, And again, all the officers have been released from the hospital, so their injuries weren't that substantial. Now, Judicial Watch has found more documents showing the Fusion GPS was working directly with Barack Obama's Department of Justice to frame candidate Donald Trump and later President-elect Donald Trump.
Well, these people have been working together. This proves the case that Trump and others have been making, that these people have been working to topple Trump as first as a candidate and then to destroy his administration. And this is all based on lies, based on political animus to stop Trump in his efforts to not only become president, but some of the goals that he has as president. They wanted to prevent him from doing these things because he has been working and speaking out against the deep state and other things that have been very detrimental and still remain detrimental to this country, to the existence of our republic, form of government. And so this is some deep stuff, some tough stuff, as Trump says sometimes. Prayerfully, as we continue to dig, we'll get to the bottom of this. And I'm still holding out hope that some of the big shakers and movers of all of this will face justice.
Well, right now, after post-debate criticism, it appears that Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are neck and neck in the polling. And this is interesting because Beto is still trying to get another reset because he's basically not existent and needs to go back to Texas and do something different. And then you got Stacey Abrams, who is hoping to become somebody's running mate. That's coming from USA Today. And John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado, is expected to drop out today. He's gone absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, he needs to drop out. But to be honest with you, even though he's going nowhere as well, I hope that Beto. Remains. Yeah.
Might as well be a Beto, right?
Absolutely.
You Beto, he loser.
I hope he stays in there because I don't want him to go back to Texas and get back in the Senate or something like that.
He would run for the Senate because actress Sharon Stone yesterday came out and said she was going to give him a sizable amount of money for his campaign if he runs for the Senate. Now, hold that thought because we'll talk about more about that when we come back. And we've also got some other things to talk about because the Hollywood elites are starting to get a little bit scared about what's going on right now. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan. They've got two locations to serve you, one in Newport Richey, the other in Crystal River. You can find out more about them by going online to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget that if you serve, you save. All veterans, all active duty military, all first responders, active or retired, plus our 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing on your new Nissan vehicle and your certified pre-owned vehicle. You get a big savings on them, too. You get to buy them at wholesale, and they come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for the life of the vehicle. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095 and tell them the captain sent you. You'll get another $500 off that vehicle you're looking at. All right, here's the latest Edwards Notebook. Once we get to it, in here.
Why do we in America allow leftists to redefine words and terms they disagree with for their political gain? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, in the bizarro world of leftists, words are no longer grounded in specific definitions. At one time, gay meant to be happy, but the leftists were allowed to redefine gay for unnatural sexual practitioners. It used to be considered good and patriotic to promote American interests such as border security, the economy, trade issues, morality, etc. But now if one is a nationalist, meaning one who wants our republic to do well, the newly left have labeled as being xenophobic and racist. The Bible used to be our societal measuring stick regarding moral standards. Unfortunately, John Dewey-inspired leftists who prefer humanism and Satanism now proclaim that teaching biblical morality is hate speech. The bottom line is leftists prefer evil over good in every life experience and are seeking to shut down anyone who prefers that which is good. I predict that ultimately the dark cloud of leftist lunacy will be burned away by a resurgence of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and a resurgence also of righteousness. I'm Ron Edwards. Let's meet on the next page from the Edwards Notebook.
Ron. All righty, there you go. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, maybe I ought to enlighten the audience with a little something here, but you're talking about morality, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me just do a little something here. Bear with me, but here we go. That is your favorite group back in the day, right? Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, a song called Devil with a Blue Dress On. They went into, and of course the federal government now is in control of a lot of Epstein stuff now that he's dead, because there's going to be a lot of lawsuits coming, and the government has taken over his assets as well they can, because there's nobody else that we know of to take them. So the government obviously wants to get their taxes. There's criminal investigations going on. But in the house in New York City.
The brownstone.
Yeah, they found a painting on the wall, one of the most weirdest things you could think of. There was a painting of Bill Clinton in a blue dress, supposedly, by the looks of it, the same type dress that Hillary Clinton wore when Bill Clinton was inaugurated, complete with the red pumps. But there was also another blue dress that was rather ominous, and it was the one that Monica Lewinsky had.
Yeah, I said in the commentary, a bizarre world situation. When I saw the photograph of that painting, it just struck me as something very bizarre, very, I don't know how do you describe something like this. It's just beyond my comprehension. It's just crazy, in my opinion, very freaky or something like that. An unnatural, just weird. Kind of threw me for a loop to see something like that. You have to wonder what is in a man's mind to have a painting like that.
These are very sick, very depraved, very immoral people, and we're talking about the people that Epstein hung around with, to include the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, as well as plenty of other top-of-the-line notch folks who, by the way, and I will say this in just as good a way as I can say it, the Epstein inquiry has many, many high-ranking Democrats and Hollywood elitists very worried.
And they should be worried, because a lot of the Hollywood elites and the political elites and all these leftists have, in my opinion, been involved in a lot of nefarious activities.
And somebody's asking me a question. They want to know, where can I go to see Bill Clinton in a blue dress? Try the New York Post. That's who put it out there. The New York Post had a picture of the painting that was brought out of the house, and that's where you can find it.
Yeah, that's enough to gag a maggot, I tell you.
But
a lot of people are going to be, I think a lot of heads are going to be rolling, lots of people are going to be rounded up in the long run. If they continue with the proper investigation, I think William Barr is an incredible guy, and I think he's going to make sure that a lot of things are exposed, and that this investigation, they will allow the evidence to take them wherever it goes, and people... there will be a lot of justice. The long arm of the of justice will be reaching a lot of people. And it seems like it's a race between, are they going to round up all these people first and make all these exposures? Mm-hmm. And then the people on the left are hoping that the economy tanks first so that Trump can't be elected.
Now, you know who Stacey Abrams is, right?
Yeah, Big Mama, yeah.
And I guarantee you that all of my listeners listening to me right now on AM 920 in Atlanta know exactly who she is. She is hanging around hoping that somebody will pick her as a running mate once we figure out who the Democratic presidential candidate is going to be. She's actually in that that era, if you will. But she also has a conspiracy theory that she's hung out there, and that is that the RNC will send off-duty police officers to scare voters of color so they won't go to the polls and vote.
Well, I think she's got a little bit, she's got it a little twisted. It actually, it's the other side that does those kinds of things at the polling booths.
The Black Panthers come to mind in Philadelphia, Black Panthers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure Antifa types have done these sorts of things, too, in the last election go around. So this woman, I wouldn't be shocked to see her picked up as a vice president candidate, to be honest with you. She has the same philosophical base as those running. So it might be something they might want to do to make it seem like, hey, we like black people, too. So they bring in Big Mama Abrams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you never know. So wouldn't be shocked.
Now, there's a poll out there that has Joe Biden tied now with Elizabeth Warren. USA is reporting that. I don't know. I haven't seen the poll, but they're reporting it. And the Massachusetts Police Chiefs Association just had a meeting where she was the speaker. And they're mad at her because she falsely said, and the Police Chiefs Association reminded her, that she falsely said that Michael Moore, the Ferguson young man, was murdered by the police officer there. And that just isn't true.
No, it's not. Michael Brown started this problem. First of all, if you remember, he robbed a store. He bullied a store owner and took some cigars, pushed his way out. He runs into this police officer, and they get into a little row. And
he attacked a police officer. He attacked a police officer, and he tried to steal his weapon. There was a fight over the weapon. He was going to shoot the officer, and the officer, when they were wrestling for the gun went off, and it killed Michael Brown.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is not murder. That is self-defense.
That's right.
And you need to shut these lies up. But they're playing to their stupid base, and that's why they continue to spread such lies like that. So I'm with the police officers on this one, my God. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Mobs versus jobs, Tactic 11, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. If you push the negative hard and deep enough, it will break through into its counter side. In other words, if you lie on it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have an incurable, ignorant population.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. Got to let you go, and we'll talk to you next week. You have yourself a great day.
Take care. Bye now.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. And I see we've got Dan the Man. Well, let me see. Let me see who I got on the line. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Illinois, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Democrats to work to defeat President Trump and take the Senate in 2020. She said public sentiment is behind background checks for gun purchases, despite Senate Leader Mitch McConnell's stalling tactics.
Moscow Mitch says that he is the Grim Reaper. Imagine describing yourself as the Grim Reaper, that he's going to bury all this legislation. Well, we have news for him. All this legislation is live and well in the general public.
Police in Philadelphia say an eight-hour standoff is now over. The suspected gunman walked out with his hands up. He allegedly shot six officers who were taken to the hospital, treated, and then released. Police union leader John McNesby.
Somebody upstairs was watching over these cops today. Six cops, all shot, and they're all released and going home to their families.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Emery from Brooke Says is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, they've got 430 boats here. They are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization with 185 locations across the country. So check them out online by going to the freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM. More coming up with the beach and boating forecast in the next segment. All righty, Brooke Says What?
Good morning.
It is a good morning to you, too, and I hope you're doing well. By the way, you've got a great article that you wrote about the topic of the morning, Mr. Epstein, and I just want you to, how about a little blast from the past? Are you ready?
Good morning. Yep.
Oh yeah, boy, that couldn't be any more timely right now. Now I am beside myself because when I saw what I saw in the New York Post, and it's authentic, folks, it's been picked up by every major news organization around the world. Tell me I'm wrong, Brooke.
Oh, my God. You are hilarious. That is so funny.
Tell me I'm wrong, though. Tell me I'm wrong. Everybody's got
it. I know. It's just, it's delicious, actually. It's
and
really,
what are, and
really
what are we
delicious.
Talking about?
We're talking about old Billy in his blue dress with the red shoes painting at Jeffrey Epstein's house.
Yep. A woman was commissioned to paint that. Apparently, she's quite the activist. And Epstein had it on his wall when they came in there to check and see what was left in there. And by the way, the government now is in possession of the Epstein assets because of the fact that when you die like that, you know, the taxes and all the different things going on. I don't think he left a will, do you?
I don't know, but everybody's claiming to be his offspring now.
Yeah, so. they are, and they're all claiming a piece of the pie, so you're going to have all these women jumping in here doing whatever, but, you know, going after the money, which I can understand it. I get it. But your article that you wrote, What Epstein's Death Means for the Future of America, is just, I won't call it chilling, but I'll call it revealing. How's that?
Yeah, well, I have to say, when I first heard about his arrest, and I think the world, to tell you the truth, most particularly conservatives, I think there was an eruption of joy at the fact that this guy might actually be held accountable, and by default, the Clintons would be exposed and, you know, hopefully held accountable, you know, particularly Bill Clinton. And then with his death, I think there was the opposite kind of eruption, thinking this is the most ridiculous and dangerous thing to happen, because everybody knew, you know, was talking about, oh, this guy's going to get Clinton'd, right? Suicided.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens. And there, despite, you know, we joke about it, oh, you got Clinton body count, but it's very real.
It is.
And even the leftist talks about, you know, there have been articles about it, about how it's very interesting how all of these people affiliated with the Clintons die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is the biggest international sex trafficker in the entire, on the entire planet.
Yeah.
And he's allowed to kill himself. Come on.
Well, we don't, you know. Now, wait a minute. We don't know because there's something revealed.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me.
Well,
let me,
I mean, supposedly.
Let
right?
me just throw this out there. Have you read the autopsy report yet?
No.
Okay, go read the autopsy report. You'll see the broken bones in the neck consistent with hanging yourself, but you'll also notice that he had bruises on his forearms.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a forensic pathologist, but I know if I got bruises, I'm looking at my forearms, that means somebody either grabbed me there, which is what I would think. Somebody might have grabbed me there to do what? Well, maybe to see to it that I hung myself. Or they hung me for myself, you know? Because 3 hours went by, Brooke. 3 hours went by with no security going in there to check his cell. And we don't know that somebody didn't leave, oh, gosh, I don't know, another inmate cell open along with his door so somebody could have snuck over in there at that time and did whatever they did. We don't know that. Now, is that a conspiracy idea? Yeah. But I'm telling you, the way things are going, it might have happened.
Well, I mean, if it... Exactly. But if it isn't, then it shows that we have an even bigger problem.
Yeah.
Which is that we can't protect this. I don't want show most protected, to tell you the truth. I want them gin popped and I want them, you know, left to the wolves, really. But this guy should have been protected. I mean, so there's no question about it. Whatever happened, but nobody thinks it's suicide.
No.
Not the left, not the right, nor the left.
No, and I've got
everybody
friends.
Everybody thinks it's fishy.
I've got friends of mine that are in the New York Police Department, including a detective, including a former corrections officer who is listening to the show right now. I'm not going to mention his name, but I'll tell you, and down in Sarasota, but I'll tell you what, he doesn't believe it because he knows too much about the system.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that if that was allowed to happen, that's a problem. The bottom line is that this is a problem either way. Mm-hmm. And the bigger picture is that it just shows, see, my personal opinion is that he was suicided. Okay. Whether that's a conspiracy theory or not, I'm free to say it. And if that's the case, then it shows that the big cabal we talk about, this globalist, he has too much dirt on too many people. He has connected with the most powerful people on earth, and they took care of him so that they would not be outed. But hopefully, You know, that's the crux of my article, is to whether or not we're going to get justice, whether or not Hillary Clinton will get justice, whether or not the Clintons will get justice, whether or not the whole system will be exposed, because that's part of the reason we elected Trump.
No.
And that's, you know, that's what I wrote about.
Now, yeah, but you also wrote your article, and I'm looking at this one highlight that's in here. It's no wonder the five wealthiest countries in the U.S. surround Washington, D.C. Now, there is a $4.1 trillion trough to feed off from, all funded by the labor of the taxpayers.
Yeah, well, and that's part of the, whole entire issue with Trump being elected, with the powerful, the elite, the counties, the five wealthiest counties surrounding D.C. There's no accident. And they're all trying to get a piece of that pie. And the fact that Trump came in and he has the keys to the file cabinet, what's going on is what's causing them to go so crazy about him, you know, being elected. And so that's it.
By the way, I misspoke. I meant to say counties. I said countries. So you corrected me. But thank you for doing that.
They represent several countries that we should not be so cozy with. That's a fact, too. Russia, China, you know, all the lobbyists from all of these countries that we should, the left is screaming nonstop about all day. Oh, Russia, Russia, Russia. You know how many Russian lobbyists are involved with the government?
Lots.
No. Yes. And Chinese lobbyists, you know, we're finding out about Google's cozy relationship with China. They won't even operate with DOD in America, but they're helping the Chinese military. The whole system stinks from top to bottom.
By the way, nearly all of the donations given to AOC and her reelection campaign are not from people in her district.
No. They're probably 99% from white liberals.
Hollywood.
Well, white liberals in Hollywood. You know, she's supposedly a woman of the people. She's about as much of a woman of the people as, you know, Prince Andrew or you know, Queen Elizabeth, whatever. But no, it's ridiculous. There's a guy running. There are a couple of people running against her. There's one guy who I think might actually have a chance. He's pretty cool.
Now, I just want to leave you with this thought. An audit in California, Department of Motor Vehicles, has found 84,000 duplicate voter records. In other words, the same person registered twice with different addresses in the California motor voter system.
That's all?
So far.
Yeah, just 84,000?
I wouldn't
be surprised if it's, you know, a million. So what's going to be done about all this? That's the real question. That's the real question facing America. You know, from big to small, left to right, what's going to happen and what's going to be done about the corruption within our system?
Tell us where we can find your great articles.
Every week on Wednesdays at AmericaOutLoud.com.
And you were
Mr. Brooks says and the Gadsden flag.
And you were very out loud today.
I'm out loud every day.
I know.
And I just want to say, as always, love to our troops and our law enforcement all over the world and their families. Stay safe. We love you.
You betcha. Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks, Matt. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. And that's Brooke Emery, Brooke Says, and we appreciate her. We have her on every other week, twice a month. She's a columnist and does a great job doing what she's doing. Okay. Coming back with the final segment of the program. I have to do a beach and boating forecast, let everybody know what's going on today. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. We are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club system. More about that in a minute. Let's take a look here. We've had some scattered showers and thunderstorms during the course of the evening all along the Gulf Coast, and it's going to be raining again today. Now, the chance of rain today is about 60%, mostly after 11 a.m. is what they're telling us today. Now, it'll be mostly cloudy today. The high will be near 89 degrees. Heat index values will be as high as 103 today. Southwest winds will start out at 5 to 10 miles an hour this morning, and new rainfall amounts of between a quarter and half an inch are possible today. The ground is pretty well saturated, so you're going to see a lot of low-lying flooding today, so be careful out there if you're driving along those low areas. Now, the sea's 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is now 89 degrees. The bay water temperature 87. We had our high tide at 4:03 a.m. Our low tide's coming at 7:59 a.m. And keep in mind that our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is definitely a one-in-a-lifetime type opportunity, and I'll tell you why. We have the largest franchise right here of all the Freedom Boat Clubs, period. One franchise with 28 locations and two more coming. 430 boats here in Tampa Bay. Now, they have 185 locations across the country, across the United States. They've got three in Canada, and they have two in France. Yes, I said France. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is on the move. Now, the rumor is Gainesville is next. That's the rumor. And you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee right now here in Tampa Bay. Plus, if you're an active-duty military member, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you have to do then is pay the balance due, and then after that, you get a monthly fee, you pay that, and you're in Lake Flynn, and you get a boat just by calling them up and saying, I want a boat, so-and-so and such, and you pick it up wherever you want to at the location, and away you go. Now, your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Clubs. That's 185 in this country and three in Canada. Now, you can go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And I'm telling you right now, it's better than owning a boat. And I've been there, done that with a boat. I had a 25-and-a-half-foot F-cabin cruiser for about 10 years. And it was not easy to take care of that boat all the time. And it wasn't cheap either because I had to have it in a deep water slipper. I had it in Lake Ontario, just down the Salmon River up in Pulaski. But anyway, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It's going to save you a bunch of money. Plain and simple. All right. You couldn't make this up if you tried. So, going to have a little fun at Slick Willie's expense. Here we go. This is our special blue dress segment.
5-5-4-4-4-4. Looking mighty daft. Here she come. Wearing a wig hat and change to match. Got her high heel shoes and a alligator hat. Wearing a curl and a diamond ring. Got braces on a finger, night and everything. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress on. The devil with a blue dress on. Oh, it's perfect.
Now, the reason I'm playing that, and some of you already know about it, but some of you don't because you're waking up and you don't know what happened yesterday in New York City and what the New York Post had in the newspaper as a result of that last little visit the federal officials paid, FBI, to Mr. Epstein's house in New York. They found a painting of Bill Clinton on the wall, wearing a blue dress and red high heels. I am not making this up. You can go to the New York Post and you can go in there and you can see the picture. And this has gone ballistic. It's everywhere around the world right now. Now, you want to talk about depravity? You want to talk about absolute stupidity, moronity? Call it whatever you want. These are the kind of people, and some of these folks that hung around with Epstein are some really high-ranking politicians and Hollywood elites. Think about that. This is unbelievable, but it's true. It's true. So I'm going to tell you something. You think the Democrats were in trouble before? You think we're going to let them forget about this one? Not on my watch. Not on my watch. And I'm telling you, this is unbelievable true stuff. Absolutely. All right, good morning, Carl. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd in Tampa.
You got 30 seconds where I got to go, so make it quick.
30 seconds is all I need. The Democrat Party is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Pocahontas, please, give me a break. You couldn't create a job if you wanted to. Joe Biden, you look like death. Donald, you're doing a great job for blacks and Hispanics, and you're the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. Let's get to work, America. Let's go.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Todd in Tampa, and I appreciate you not taking a lot of time because I'm trying to get to something here. There's one more little clip that I want to play. And, hello there, Kenneth up in, one of our drivers, one of our local drivers up in Atlanta listening to us on AM 920, The Answer. Kenneth is telling me, he says, that's fantastic. He says, when I get in off the road, to my house, I'll be home in about an hour. I am definitely going to look that up and spread it everywhere I can. Well, you need to, because you're not going to hear the Democrats doing it. They don't want you to know what's going on and what the level of depravity was with a former president of the United States. By the way, I'm going to take one last little look at the stock market here before we have to go. I'm looking at the futures. As you well know, yesterday the stock markets took a big plunge. They were in the green until I decided to go look at it again. And now it looks like everything's in the red, but not by much. Let me get refresh this. Okay, well, right now the Dow futures are down in the red, 37, minus 37. NASDAQ is at minus 37. Standard & Poor, minus 4.37. Now, during the course of the night, a couple times it was up in the green, a couple hundred points or more. And Catwoman is telling me Hillary will be headed looking for me soon. I don't care, Catwoman. Bring her on. I mean, what the heck, you know? We got to start telling the truth in this country for crying out loud, and we've got to point out the things that are there. And it's not just the Democrats. Let me back up. The progressive left liberal socialists in this country, most of whom happen to be Democrat, can't continue to get away with the lie they've been telling. They just can't. And Flip, yeah, I see you dancing there. I realize you appreciate that, and thanks very much, Flip. But we can't let them keep getting away with all this crap. Especially when something like this gets dumped in her lap right now. By the way, Dominic's Minds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's probably Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and maybe you might see some of those top secret donuts that I'm not supposed to tell you in the back room. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that? I guess I did. Okay, well, we'll be back. We'll be back tonight with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, yeah, we had some fun that last hour. But, again, I wish I was making it up when I told you about Bill Clinton in the blue dress. I didn't. That's a painting. That's not a picture. That's a painting. And, by the way, the woman that painted that picture went to Chelsea's wedding. Birds of a feather flock together. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same time, same channel. God bless America. Stay safe. And I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.